When we say Tilim, chapter 87, verse 7, the Pasuk is Vishorim Kicholim Kol Mayonai Boch. So the word Kol is pronounced with a comets. When it comes to benching, when we say this particular chapter, we say it on a day that we don't say Tachnun. Then we say Hachof Becholim. The word Kol is Koil Vishorim Kicholim. Koil mayonai boch. So the reason the Rebbe brings it up, because in many Sidurim there was confusion, there were different versions, some said kol and some said koil. So the Rebbe determines, Rabbi Chadakov says he asked the Friedrich Rebbe before they prepared the booklet for benching, and the Rebbe said that we have to be very particular. In Tilim we say kol mayonai boch, and in the Siddur by benching we say koil mayonai boch. Now, it is not clear why we say one way or the other. I did some research. I couldn't find any explanation. The difference of the meaning of the word kol, if it's with a komatz, then it's connected to the following word, kol mayonai boch, and if it's the word koil with a cholom, then it is a stand-alone word. And it can make a difference in the meaning, but I did not find a reason or an explanation in the difference of the meaning. All I can say is that the translation, I will just repeat how they translate in Tilim. They translate this posik, and singers as well as flute players, all my innards are concerned with you. And in the Siddur it's translated, singers as well as dancers will sing your praise and say, all my inner thoughts are of you. If you can explain this, I would be very happy to hear from you. By Chassidim there is a tradition by those who are close and they watch the Rebbe, so they say that by the Rebbe, whenever there were two versions, the Rebbe would repeat them both. So either it would be Vishorim Kicholim Kol Mayonai Boch, and he would repeat Koil Mayonai Boch, or he would say the whole posik. I don't know, but the Rebbe did repeat the word in both versions.